What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Carolina was dominant in these two games down here. 13, all that's left on the clock now as Gostis Bear comes to center. He's just going to double back in his zone. Call off the dogs and let the crowd do their thing. Carolina pulls away at the end and picks up a 5-2 victory here in game four to push Washington to the brink in this second round Stanley Cup playoff matchup.
John Walton has heard right here on 106.7 The Fan last night in a rough evening for DC Sports. Which moment hurt the most? Capitals falling down 3-1 to the Canes, the Wizards getting the sixth pick in the lottery, or the Nationals getting walked off for a sixth straight loss against the Atlanta Braves, respectively, one of 162. That one's going to have to fall by the wayside. And so far it has. 51% of people are saying the Caps lost to the Canes. 48% are saying the Wizards getting the sixth pick. And about 1% are saying the Nationals loss to the Braves. That is our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Long distance, residential, local, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Danny, what hurt the worst last night?
It was the sixth pick for me. Not that I was thrilled with the old Capitol situation, but that's a series. That's 1 year. This is the future. This is the direction of the franchise. This is multiple years and gearing towards the potential of something dashed last night. Doesn't mean they can't find a good player at six. That's not the point of the exercise for all the tough guys out there. Jokic was a second rounder. Congrats on that. Lightning struck that time. Go hold your finger up. See if it hits you. For the rest of us, though, there was a chance at something transcendent that was wiped away in an instant. That, to me, is a multi-year thing, so that's why that hurt the most for me.
For me, it was the Caps game, and the sixth pick was a bummer, but it's kind of status quo and the way that it's always kind of gone, and I think a lot of people thought last night would be disappointing. Not that disappointing. Nobody really thought they'd get the sixth pick, probably, but it stunk. But my opinion has been, we've talked about this really since the series was about to begin, Carolina's the matchup in these playoffs that I hate the most, and if Washington somehow gets by Carolina, I like their chances against everyone else. They've got a great season track record against almost everybody else, especially in the Eastern Conference, but even the real good, legit beasts of the West as well. And so if they could have gotten to 2-2 somehow last night and then come home for a best of three with home ice, and now it's a new series and you've got home ice advantage again, you kind of have them right where you want them. They couldn't do that. Very, very different world. It's 3-1, and it feels inevitable. That's what being down 3-1 is.
Yeah.
You now know whether, you know, what is the morbid scene I can give you from a movie? Like, you're laid out, you've been hit, you see the blood coming out. It's that, now you're having that conversation where you're like whispering to someone, and you know eventually you're dying, they know you're dying, and it's just a matter of they're going to throw you over their shoulder.
Stay strong for your mother, Timmy.
They're going to try to get you out of here.
Yeah.
But it feels inevitable. And look, I'll be in a decent place when they drop the puck. They go behind, I'll feel terrible. But you got to win one. That's all you can do on Thursday night is win a game.
Yeah, you can't win three.
Extend your season and just see what happens. My favorite mantra is, win one and do that two more times. And then you get to move on, right? So they got to find a way to do that. It's very unlikely. It would appear that they are cooked. But if they could have made it 2-2, the whole world changes. And so that's still going to be the toughest for me. But let's get into the game from last night. All of our Caps playoff coverage is brought to you by Astrom Carpentry. For over 25 years, Astrom's been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. Specializing in full-service interior trim carpentry, we handle everything from supply to installation, turnkey and hassle-free. Contact Astrom.com today. Astrom, the home builder's trade partner. Again, Danny, the Caps came out flying last night. It was not the entire first period like it was in Game 3, but their first several shifts were perfect. Connor McMichael gets in alone. They had the breakaway for Protas, who hit a post right off the bat. They were up, I think it was 5-1 and 7-2 in shots, which was not even counting Protas beating Anderson going off the post to begin the game. It was not like Game 3, though, where they kind of dominated the whole first period, but it was a couple of really bad shifts where they couldn't get the puck out from the line that's been the worst to them, that Lars Eller line. They kind of shifted the momentum, and then they give up a goal. And despite having the shots edge and the possession edge and all that stuff at that point, they were down a goal. And I can just tell you from where I was sitting watching, right away it was a feeling of, oh no, here we go again. Mm-hmm. And soon enough, the snowball started rolling downhill on the road.
It did. I think that's the story of the series to me overall. There's a moment I'm going to bring up in a second that was kind of the story, another kind of like real life version of that, of how this series has kind of manifested itself in the game. But that's the story of the series to me is when the Caps have been better, you got nothing to show for it. And that's why it's all but over now at this point, right? It's not as if they've shown up like the Rangers series last year where every second, more or less, I'm exaggerating, but bear with me.
Like they were lucky to be there.
Yeah, it's like, that team's better. That team's better than you every second. There have been times where the Caps have been better, and they have very, very precious little to show for those times.
So I separate,
that to me is the summary.
I separate game one a little bit, you know, if we could do that, because I thought game one was awful, mostly.
Yeah.
Interestingly, it went to overtime, and they almost won the
thing. Right, that's the funniest
they
part.
They actually never trailed, and they led in that game. Mm-hmm. But if you watch the game, you know what I'm saying. It was not as bad, in my opinion, as everyone made it out to be, because the shot attempts thing we talked ad nauseum about, and high danger, and you know the actual stats say it was a little closer than people think, and where the shots were coming from. But they got worked in that game, okay? So separate that one. I think games 2, 3, and 4, there's been ebbs and flows. Now, maybe Carolina more often has been the better team, but to your point, Danny, there have been stretches where they have dominated.
Mm-hmm.
There have been stretches where they've been better. And in those stretches, whether it's Beauvillier missing an empty net or a puck hitting a post, and God knows Carolina's had more of those than Washington in this series, so I'm not claiming like bad luck in that way, but it just hasn't gone their way. And sometimes that's how it works out. But I do think that through four games, pretty clearly, we have to acknowledge Carolina's been a considerably better team. Fair?
Yeah.
I mean, through four games.
No question, yeah.
I think that these two teams are actually pretty close, to be honest with you. But it doesn't matter what I think or how the regular season played out or anything. They played four games. Carolina's been better more often. They are the better team right now, and they've won three out of the four games. The margins are small. I could sit here and get annoyed by little bad breaks that happen where a puck goes off John Carlson and lands on a guy's stick and goes for a game-tying goal, which happened in this series. Or did you see Rasmus Sandin's stick get caught in the boards last night?
Yeah, and that's the play I was going to bring up here as to kind of the microcosm of the series to me. So that play started out as an odd man rush for the Capitals.
Right.
They had an advantage. They are going to press for a chance to score. Carolina, everybody gets back. Every option is shut off. Every micro atom of space is taken away. A turnover ensues. Now, I know Sandin's stick gets stuck, and that's, of course, terrible luck and ridiculous. But not only does it turn into a shut-off offensive opportunity for Washington, multiple forwards are down low, sort of staring in disbelief as the puck is going the other way for an odd man rush that turns into a goal. Whatever that is the microcosm to me of the series, where they don't let you breathe and wear you down and smack you around and belittle you and badger you and bother you and irritate you and take away every chance you might have and then turn that into some of their own. They know they're going to do it. Whether they win the cup or not, I have no idea, because I don't know that this style's foolproof and teams upset them. I know this. For the Capitals, it's kryptonite. as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Like, I can't tell you why. Someone smarter at hockey probably could. This is what I was afraid of the whole time. It's not just speed, because there are teams that are faster in sprints. It's the use of that speed, which translates into no one gets to do anything. I'll never get over that play, because again, Sandin's stick gets stuck, and it's like, are you kidding me? Because of course it does.
To your point, it's the functional speed has been it makes them a pest. But like, to me, this is not a series where speed has killed them, in the sense of, it's not like they're getting beat on rushes. It's not like there was one last night on that breakaway where when you're in one of these games where you're chasing in the third period, sometimes you get a little more aggressive mm-hmm. and you start getting eyes.
Yeah, two guys behind the net trying to check the guy.
But to me, you're right. Like, I think they've been outworked, essentially.
And that's kind of I don't have a better word for it than speed, but it's shorthand for this.
Yes.
For their first to every loose puck. Anytime you've got space and you think you've got a crease, they take it away in a microsecond, and they get it right back down to their offensive zone again.
Yeah. That play, though, is playoff hockey. You know, it's not an excuse. They wouldn't have won if this didn't happen. They're already chasing the game. But, like, when people talk about, well, how do you feel, or what prediction do you have? Like, for game five, someone will come up to me before the game, they'll go, what do you think about tonight? I expect the team that doesn't ever lay down, that scratches and claws and fights, to do that, just like they did in the third period. Mm-hmm. Everybody was leaving them for dead. They get a goal, they get back within one. Then they give up a goal. Then they get another goal, and they're back within one. And they had their chances. Like, right before they gave up the goal that ended the night, so to speak, the one you're talking about, they actually had a decent look to tie the game. There was a Jacob Chychrun shot on the power play before that, when they were down a goal, where it was a pad save, but he had Anderson leaning a little bit. That, you know, if you get a bounce and it's a few inches a different way, it's all of a sudden a 4-4 game. And like, they keep coming. I that's what I love about this group. They've got that in them. But they just, right now, don't seem to have enough. And I think they could win a game, but the idea of winning three just seems like a real tall order. When, yes, they're just coming back from Carolina, but the one that they've won to this point felt like they were pushing a boulder up a hill.
Yep.
But I'll never forget that. Sandin, I'm looking at it right now, for those of you that haven't seen it. So you get the boards, and then there's like a little crevice between the two.
I don't think I've ever seen that, honestly.
Sandin's stick gets stuck between the two, and so there's nobody around him. The Hurricane, I think it's Walker, has fallen down next to him, so he now has time and space. And Sandin goes to pull his stick out of the boards where it's stuck to play the puck, and the stick won't come out. And he pulls on it like two times.
Mm-hmm.
Then he decides, okay, I'll just have to play it with my foot. But while all this is happening, he doesn't realize someone has now skated from the middle of the ice over to him and steals the puck, and they're going the other way, and they immediately score a goal. The stick's stuck in the boards. Yeah. Like, that is the stupidity of when Tarek says the thing that I've stolen, it's a silly game played on ice. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. It's a wacky thing. But it also is not the reason for the result last night. They were down two multiple times, cut it to one. I liked that, but it was too little too late. You can't not score again for two periods.
Yeah.
That was a five-period sequence where they didn't have a single goal. Welcome to not winning playoff games.
Yeah, it's pretty simple there.
And by the way, Logan Thompson, early in this series, the reason they went to overtime and almost won game one, they had no business doing that. The reason they did win game two, Logan Thompson was phenomenal at home in those two games. I think he has been... Yesterday, he got a lot better after a couple of goals given up early. So maybe you could say average in these two games, but he has not been nearly as good at Raleigh.
Not sparkling, no. Not giving you a chance to steal the game.
And you need that. You need a goaltender playing very, very well to win playoff games. Anderson has at home in these two games, and he outplayed Thompson, and I think that's why they lost both games.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fair. I mean, it's you never want to be in the position where you go, I need this extraordinary effort from... The goal, I know it's kind of part and parcel with winning a championship or getting through a lot of these series, but you know it's one of those where, yeah, I need this guy to be incredibly, unbelievably amazing to feel like I've got a chance. Different than it'd be nice if he did. I don't know if that's a good clarification or not, but yeah, just it feels like Carolina's quicker at every loose puck. They take away space so effectively, so well. This system, maybe it's this group of players playing the system. I don't know what it is, but it just feels like the Caps can't have their way for long enough. And when they do have their way, because it's hockey, there's going to be ebbs and flows, they don't take advantage of it. They haven't the whole series.
To me, it's that. I don't know that you have to, like, when they used to play the Penguins or some of these teams and they'd lose to, it's not like you need long enough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need to pot it when you get the shot.
Yeah.
Like, the Penguins used to get outplayed for 9 minutes against Washington. You remember these games.
Yeah, and then the first second, some no-namer that I never heard of scores.
They get a 2-on-1 rush, and Brian Rust goes backhander. It's just some stupid thing, right? And they've had a couple of those. Like, if Ryan Leonard scores on his breakaway in game two at home, you're back up a goal with 3 minutes to go instead of going to overtime. He didn't score there. It's a breakaway. I need you to at least get a shot on net. He didn't do that. There have been a handful of times like that where if Anthony Beauvillier scores a goal in the first period of game four, or game three, rather, first game in Montreal. Where are they playing now? Who's
Carolina.
The team?
Carolina,
thank you. The first game in Carolina in Raleigh, he's got the wide open net. One of the most annoying non-goals that you're ever going to see. If you hit on a couple of those, this is a different series, but you didn't. And so I don't know, would I like to not be, like, again, game one is a different story. They got manhandled. Game two through four, I think there has been enough where the Washington Capitals were in the offensive end and had their opportunities, and you just didn't convert on them. And you're probably talking about one or two early goals going in and everything changes. Because Carolina playing from in front and Carolina playing from behind, as you've seen with their structure, Danny, two very, very, very different things. It's hard after a loss like last night, but let's give this out. We do it after every single playoff game. Our Caps Elite Player of the Game, presented by Elite Power and Energy Corporation. Let Elite Power and Energy install a backup generator for you and fill your propane tank so you don't lose power when the storm hits. 24/7 service, complete and powerful solutions. Elite Power and Energy Corp. .com. Who are you going with from last night?
Yeah, as you say, hard to choose. I'll go Jacob Chychrun, though. Point and goal and assist last night. A couple creative scoring opportunities. I like the little shift around that Carberry did, kind of repairing some of the D-men and you know, swapping some guys around. So I thought Chychrun was activated, and you noticed them an awful lot on ice, which I think for a defenseman, if his skill level is good, different than the I don't want to notice you stay at home defenseman, the Matt Roy, Trevor Van Riemsdyk school. But Chychrun was very active last night, so I'll give it to him.
Yeah, I liked him a lot last night. I mean, other than Chychrun, Ovi scored the other goal. He had 6 hits. He was pretty good. But I still think he's moving in slow motion most of the time.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
So I can't go him. This is actually really hard. Probably not a great sign. I thought Protas was better for the record, hit the post early. They got off to the great start. I always liked Tom Wilson's game. He wasn't as good yesterday as he was in Game 3, but maybe I'll go with Willie. 24 shifts, had 5 hits. Problem for Wilson, just 2 shots on goal last night, but he played about 22 minutes. I liked his game for the most part. I want to get into Ryan Leonard and the lineup change and now what they can do going into Game 5 with elimination on the menu for the first time. And who should play? I mean, does Leonard get a sweater? How you can maybe help get more out of him if that's a priority. But let's open up the phones on this as well. We just heard from a lot of Wizards fans, which is great. Let's open up the dial for the Caps fans at 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. Let's just zero specifically in on Game 5 rather than talking about the long shot here and the series effectively almost being over. To extend this thing at home on Thursday night, what do they have to do? Do you have confidence that they can? And what changes do you want to see made, whether that's personnel or doing something differently in-game? 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. The Caps are down 3-1 at the hands of the Hurricanes. Four games in, they've been outplayed in just about every game. And now they got to find a way to win three in a row or their season's over. All you can focus is on the game ahead, and that's going to be Thursday night at Capital One Arena. So we want to know, do you think they extend this thing, and what changes would you make to get there? So first things first, Danny, let's look at the one lineup shuffle that has really happened to this point in terms of who's in and who's out. And they played Ryan Leonard for a game, then Radish for two games, then went back to Leonard. Those two guys, interchangeably, really the only changes from a personnel standpoint that have happened. This is unpopular. Everybody gets upset about this. I love Ryan Leonard. Long term, I think he's going to be a stud. I think he's going to be an Oshie-like player who's going to be, he's going to have letters on his jersey for years to come. An assistant to Tom Wilson maybe in a couple of years, and then ultimately a captain years from now. I could see all of that happening. I don't really know what he provides right now that helps that much. Offensively, he doesn't score. He has an empty net goal in 16 games, and he doesn't really get points. He's got one other secondary assist in those games, which is not necessarily his fault. I think he's on a line with Lars Eller, who pulls him down and isn't particularly good offensively. But here's the problem. They can't get the puck out of their own zone. Mm-hmm. They were the ones that ruined everything, that line. A couple of, you know, going back early in, I think it might have been game two. And I think the reason he ultimately got sat was he was a part of that where he couldn't get the puck out. But last night, multiple times, they were on the ice for shifts that completely changed the complexion of the game. I'm not saying it's Ryan Leonard's fault. I'm just saying that that line, because they're not good offensively,
yeah,
because Eller, in my opinion, as a center who just can't finish and doesn't have a whole lot of game on the offensive end at this point of his career, is a dragging down influence. I need you to be really, really good defensively, and I need the puck out of the zone. Leonard occasionally doesn't make the right play, or you know, when he's trying to clear the puck, it doesn't get out. In a way that I think a veteran like a Radish might not have that problem.
Mm.
I think he's in the right spot more often from a coaching standpoint. I think he's probably just better in their structure that he's been in all year long. So that veteran presence for me, when I'm prioritizing just being able to get the puck out, not having shifts as a line that ruin my night, I think they might have fewer of those. Now, if the point is they're not getting enough shots, they're not getting enough goals, they need offense, you got to play Leonard. I agree. Except that on that line, there's no real offense to come
in. Yeah,
anyway.
It's not like any. Yeah.
If you want to play him and you think he can help you offensively, you've got to play him in the top six. And then you take your chances, which they were trying to pair like Ovi with Willie last night so that A, Ovechkin got a little more space, but I think also, so it wasn't as bad a defensive line. They moved Protas down to that heavy defensive line with Dubois and the speed of McMichael with a good stick in lanes. I don't mind those top sixes. You know, Protas, I guess you could move down to the third line, and you could put Leonard on the second line if you wanted to do that to try to get more offense out of him. But if you're playing him on the Eller line on the third line, I don't know what he does here right now. No. I don't know how he helps you. To me, if he's in the bottom six, that should be Radish. I think that is your best hockey team. I don't think it's a coincidence the one game they won. Not that Radish was the reason why, but they had better shifts as a line. The best I've seen the other line look was with Radish on the ice in this series. So I know that's unpopular.
No,
I know people get really upset, but this is not a long-term thing. It's just right now, this moment, what gives you the best chance?
Yeah.
And I need someone to tell me, what in the hell does Ryan Leonard do if Ryan Leonard's on a line with Lars Eller that never has the puck in the offensive end? It's speed. We need speed. Speed isn't the issue. They're, like, guys like Bevilier who have speed or some of the players that can skate, they haven't done anything in the series. So just having speed for speed's sake is not the game for me.
I smell what you're cooking there, and I'm not going to refute any of your points because I actually think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. To me, I don't know because let me start with a couple of building blocks and then basically get to the point of me saying I don't really know the answer here, okay? So I'm not messing with that top six, which sounds crazy because why is anybody sacred in a series where you can't score, right? Why is anything sacred? But that's what I would have.
Were you okay with the tweak last night?
100%. In fact, I would have made it. I like Ovi, Strom, and Wilson together, so it's a little more balance. I thought there was more room for Ovechkin and company because he's not going 200 feet anymore. I need somebody to help, and I think Wilson did that. I think it neuters Wilson a little bit. He was not the same Tom Wilson, but I think having that balance is worth it to me to give me more scoring chances. I like Protas with PLD and McMichael. I thought that worked well. You could flip Wilson and Protas. That's fine with me. Whatever you want, whatever tweak you want to make, I'm cool with
that. Okay, then do you agree with my premise, though, that if Leonard is on that line, then he's not a better option than Radish because offense is so limited, you need to worry about not being hemmed in for a 95-second shift like happens to that line every single night.
Precisely. And so here's where I'm going. And I don't, it would cause a cascade effect, but I'm not playing Lars Eller anymore. I'm not doing it. If I'm going down, it's going to be with him in a suit. Yeah. I can't.
Now, Stanley Cup hero, Lars Eller to you, by the way.
I owe him a debt of gratitude.
2018.
The LT Gray, whatever I'm supposed to call him.
So I agree. So that brings me to this next bigger conversation.
And here's my point. I don't know what that means then. Am I signing with Michael?
Means. And this is the best team they can field right now in terms of talent and skill and, I would say, skating and offense for sure. They are completely reticent and unwilling to even have the conversation about Lars Eller coming out of the lineup. I don't know if that would change now that you're facing elimination and, frankly, you're getting your butt kicked, right? You're down 3-1 in this series. But previously, the only option, and whenever I bring it up to anyone, and it's not to the staff, but it's people tangentially that are, you know, around the situation.
Yeah, they hear from the staff.
Yeah, and talk to the staff. I'm going, we all see it. Come on. Connor McMichael can play center.
Mm-hmm.
He is flourished as a wing, and moving him into center probably lowers his overall scoring ability and ceiling a little bit. It also means that defensive zone draws probably get a little bit worse. Maybe defensively, you get a little bit worse because they like Lars Eller's defense. And so there's a lot of areas where they would tell you, you lose out there. But they are so handcuffed right now with that line. It has been so ineffective, in my opinion. I guess it's possible they could push back and say, we don't think it's as bad as everybody else. But the numbers are the numbers. Look at the shots for. Look at the shots against. Look at the ozone time for and against. They're right there. They're screaming at you. That's data. That's information. That's not an opinion. I would absolutely do that. I think you're facing elimination. You've done this for four games. You've seen how it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's not particularly well. I would move McMichael to center. You would then be able, if you wanted to move Leonard up to the second line to replace McMichael, and I think that would kind of make some sense.
So put him on the left?
You could do that.
Yep.
Or, the other thing you could do is you could move McMichael down to that second line. You could move like Mangiapane up if you wanted to, or McMichael down to the third line center if you wanted. Move Mangiapane up, and then Radish gets a sweater on the fourth line, and someone like Bevilier could go up to the second or the third line.
So I usually don't like to do a change that's going to cause seven changes. Now, a lineup change just means one person for one person. So Eller, no sweater, Radish, sweater. It's not one for one, though. You're moving guys from multiple different lines. I would do that.
But Radish doesn't play center.
No, that's my point, is if it was just I'm swapping a wing for a wing, and that's all it is, this move that I'm going to make, And my priority is no more Lars Eller.
Yes.
That's how I'm starting the conversation. I realize that means I'm going to have to change three lines probably, maybe a fourth if I don't like the new construction of the second line. And maybe I can move Protas back up. I don't love doing that in general, but I'm so fed up and over Stanley Cup hero Lars Eller. I own a debt of gratitude for the Stanley Cup. This ain't working. I can't do it. Because if you're so awesome defensively where they can't even manage a loud clap when you're on the ice, let's have that conversation. That ain't the case. Carolina's doing just fine. They're high-fiving plenty and telling each other congratulations when he's on the ice all the time. I can't do it anymore.
I also know that making a move that significant looks like panicking. Guess what?
It's panicking.
It's time to panic.
Yep.
You're down 3-1. So you rule that excuse out, that explanation out. Not a good reason not to do it. It's a matter to me of, and I just need smarter hockey people with the club to say why you can't do it. Do they think McMichael, who's undersized compared to Eller, can't be heavy and is sound defensively? Do they really view that line, which is important, especially when you don't have last change, from a matchup standpoint on the road, do they just think that he couldn't hang on that end of the ice, or that you can't trust him with a D-zone draw, or what is the logic on that? I think it's about faceoffs, and I think it's about defense. But you went five periods without a goal. That line, yeah, other than that huge Mangiapane goal in the one game against Montreal on the fly, ripping the shot from the high slot, has been a zero for you. You cannot have a line in the playoffs that does not, I don't even mean score, that just doesn't generate regular chances.
Lars Eller has a shot in the four games.
Right.
One. Same number as Trevor Van Riemsdyk. So when people, yes, it's a panic move because I am panicked. This is doomsday. I'm not talking about 82 games. I'm not demoting somebody for bad behavior. This is no ego time. We're not sitting around a circle saying kumbaya. This is for this series. Whether if somehow you come back and win, maybe that's not the story against Florida or Toronto, or whoever you might have to play eventually. And maybe Lars Eller does still serve a purpose. In this series, to me, he is in the way. So I'm making that switch.
How many shots do you think he has in 9 games in the playoffs?
2?
3 shots.
He was on fire in the Montreal series then. What do you have, 2?
Let's go to Russell in Graysonville. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I'm no hockey guru. I'm still learning the sport. But I can tell you, this dump and chase is definitely not working. Because if you can't get in the zone, you just said it. Numbers don't lie. The shots on goal are ridiculous. And here you get a 4-minute power play, and you don't even get a shot on goal. And
if that was a nightmare.
Wasn't that fun?
That was disgusting. I mean, that's got to be embarrassing for the quality of players you have on the ice that you can't get a shot on goal.
But, Russell, here's my response. It's not as if they can just carry it in. You know what I mean? It's not as if Carolina's going to go right this way. Like, their best strategy probably is to dump it in and get a forecheck going at some point. But the neutral zone and the traps, I don't see them just sort of stick-handling their way over the blue line.
I don't know. Was he saying on the power play he didn't like their entry? I mean, they couldn't get the puck in.
Yeah.
So I didn't like their entry either.
I didn't either. Yeah, it wasn't
fun. Never got set up in 4 minutes. But dumping the puck in and working from behind the cage with their forecheck is the secret sauce here. I mean, that's when they are at their best. They haven't been able to do it all series.
Yeah, now they can't get to the red line, and they've iced it a billion times.
Right.
We've all seen that.
Oftentimes just trying to survive,
yeah,
right? But no, like the best thing they can do is when they're forechecking and working hard behind the cage and they send those passes out to the slot for those one-time shots where the goalie is kind of leaning over his shoulder and now he's got to play a puck that's right in front of him at high danger. That's the beauty. That's what you want. They just have never, ever had the puck behind the net for any extended period of time. It's been very, very rare in this series. So he's right when he says, the dump and chase thing isn't working. It's because Carolina, the forecheck hasn't been there yet. You dump the puck. They go retrieve the puck quickly. They get the one pass up to the sidewall, and they're out of the offensive zone before you've even touched them over and over and over again. Ashley's in Front Royal. What's up, Ashley?
I was actually going to say something really similar. Our power play has been absolutely atrocious. Getting the puck in our own zone and getting multiple shots on our own goalie, on our own power play, is just embarrassing. I don't think that the dump and chase is working, because whenever we dump it, they beat us to the puck, they get control over the puck again, and then they're right back down to the other end of the ice. I had also mentioned that the fact that it took a 5-on-3 advantage for us to even get a power play goal was really sad, and I feel that it's really noticeable that our power play isn't doing what they need to do to help us to get a lead.
It's a great call.
Thanks, Ashley.
Look, there's a lot of reasons why the power play has struggled. The first thing you got to acknowledge is that's a damn good PK.
Carolina's good at it. They really are.
Number one penalty kill in the NHL all year. Number one for the better part of the last 5 years in the NHL on the penalty kill. It has been their calling card even when they're not playing that well. On the other end of the ice, they've always been pretty good. They're 15 for 15 on the kill against Montreal. So you had your work cut out for you. But there's a difference between not scoring on a power play and just not being able to get a puck in the offensive zone.
No zone time, let alone no shots.
And a two-minute power play that looks that bad is embarrassing enough. A four-minute mate, you know, you got a high stick with blood drawn, and you're down a goal, Danny. It's a gift from the heavens.
Yep.
But the change I would make on the power play is they're using two defensemen. And they have Chychrun and they have Carlson on the power play one. With Ovechkin, the way that he plays, which is the one-timer from his office, he's essentially like what a defenseman would normally be on the power play. Basically, you stand still, you've got your shot lined up, your stick's in the air, you're waiting for the one-timer. Think about someone from the point who's either moving the puck or shooting. You got three guys kind of doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this two-defenseman power play thing. Either choose Chychrun, or if you want Carlson because he's got the right-handed shot at the point opposite Ovi, you pick one of those two guys. For me, it would be Chicky at this point. And I'm putting another forward out there. You know, the most success they had last night was with McMichael out there,
yeah,
who is fast and can bring the puck in. So that to me is odd. Most of the year, and when they had the majority of their success,
they usually do four forwards.
They have not had two defensemen. That was a when Ovi was out thing, and they've gone to that in the playoffs as this big like wrinkle nobody saw coming. And I think it has backfired. I don't like that setup.
Smell what you're cooking there. Yeah, if you're not a threat to carry the puck in, makes that dump maybe a little bit less of a threat. So maybe there's something to that. I mean, again, I just think the way Carolina plays 5-on-5 is the way they play on the penalty kill. You know what I mean? Like, they're not here to say, oh, right this way. Let me give you some room to operate and do what you want. They swarm and go fast. They know what they're doing.
Caps playoff coverage on Grant and Danny brought to you by Astrim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Astrim's been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. They specialize in full-service interior trim carpentry, handling everything from supply to installation, turnkey, hassle-free. Contact Astrim.com today. Astrim, the home builders trade partner. Next, it is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. In 20 minutes at 4 o'clock, we are giving away a four-pack of tickets to the DC Defenders home game on Sunday afternoon at Audi Field.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. It is time for your double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on the new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today. I was trying to get Clary some cake. He ended up bailing on the idea, but I thought this would be actually a fun way to do it. So Clary really, really wants a piece of cake. He thinks that the cake that they're having down the hall looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
There's like some kind of party happening. It's very loud.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's also very fun. They're playing foosball. I was just in asking them about that and the air hockey table. And they were trying to get that fixed. And one of the main ingredients to this party is this gigantic cake. It was somebody's birthday within the last couple of weeks, I guess. And everyone's in the office today, so we got to do cake, right?
Sure.
Seems straight out of like some TV show or
whatever. It's a great Seinfeld episode where Elaine comes to depend on the 4 o'clock sugar rush every day because they're always celebrating something. Every day there's cake and she becomes addicted.
So Clary like three or four times has brought up the fact that he really thinks the cake looks great and he really wants a piece of cake. So I told him like 10 minutes ago, I'm like, go get some cake. Some of the people in that room have eaten food that we've had at our food drops many, many, many times.
Hunting those food drops.
Absolutely. And I said, you know, we're all in this thing together. It's not like the cake box got opened and he immediately grabbed the first slice. It has been hours of that cake sitting on the table. It's not even half eaten. They are 1,000% going to be okay with Clary walking over and getting a slice of cake. So I thought he did, like 20 minutes ago. And I asked him, I said, did you get your cake? And he just told me, no, I didn't get the cake. And I said, what happened? And he's afraid to go ask. So I said, come on, I'm going to get you some cake. He said, you are? Really? How are we going to do it? He said, follow me. And this is kind of my bit. I just started walking over. And Clary realized about halfway over what my plan was, which was that I was going to walk in. He's like, wait, are you just going to say Ryan wants a piece of cake? And I said, 100%.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to walk in. I'm going to say, hey, Ryan's nervous and doesn't want to mention it, but would you mind getting him a slice of cake? Can he have a piece of cake? And Ryan, as we're getting there, realizes, he's like, is that what you're going to do? And I didn't lie to him. I said, yeah, absolutely. And he said, we're not doing this. We're not doing this. And like a jet in the Blue Angels formation just peeled off to the right.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly as I showed up at the door.
That's what I would have done.
Where'd that guy go? So I didn't bother without him to tell them that he wanted cake because he didn't earn it. I'm happy to get him cake if he walks over there with me. But without him, I'm not going to make it awkward and get him a slice of cake.
I get that. Like I've done stuff like that with my kids where it's like, can you go for me? I will go with you, but you've got to ask. You got to be the one to ask for
it. I'm even willing to do the asking. I just need him to stand there with his tail between his legs, with his little bashful eyes.
Yeah, just sort of like just move his foot back and forth, you know, and I'm like, I'm just wondering, maybe I'm going
to. I don't want them to think that I'm getting it for myself as a fat.
Oh,
and
right.
And so if I walk
in there. You're getting it for the skinny, yeah.
Yeah, if I walk in there and I'm like, hey, my colleague wants a slice of your cake, I'll take it over to him right now.
Thin guy's a little cranky, wants some cake. You know what I mean? They're like, sure, fatty.
There,
like, yeah, I bet.
The only thing more embarrassing than that guy that never talks to us and barely knows us, coming over here to ask for cake, as fat as he is
pretending,
is
it's, for
pretending
else.
It's for someone else. So he's got to walk with me. But if Clary comes with me and only one of us walks out of there with a slice of cake, if so facto, no fatso.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Let me just say this. I think it's a bad bit Because obviously it's someone's birthday. I've heard them sing happy birthday maybe five times already in the
last
hour.
Lots of birthdays.
Yeah. A lot of birthdays.
It's everybody's birthday. Yeah.
And I don't know whose birthday it is. And quite frankly, I don't really care.
Mm.
I just want the birthday cake. It looks so good. There's a lot of people over there, by the way. I just want the birthday cake. I don't want to go in. I don't want to say, whose birthday is it? And they're like, well, what's your name?
You don't want to be stuck in a whole thing.
Exactly. I don't want to be stuck.
The party is over. I mean, I just walked in there and talked to them for 3 minutes. There's no sign of a birthday party.
I was here at 12:43 today. They were all in that room. It is what? It's 3:53 right now. They are still there. They're singing happy birthday.
No, but you don't
understand. Exchanging pleasantries. It's not over yet.
Right now, it's just a shtick circle. They're sitting. They're laying back. They've been eating cake. They got
Feet are up. Yeah.
They're barely awake over there right now. And I walked in there and talked to him. It was very friendly and jovial, and it was fine. There was no remnants of a birthday party except for the 2/3 of the cake that no one's going to be eating that is just sitting there waiting to be consumed.
I don't know. I feel bad because I'm just like, can I have some cake? Is that what I say? I don't know. Is that rude?
You some walk may next to me, and I walk over and say, hey, little Ryan's a little nervous. Can he have some cake? And then you go, oh, that was kind of awkward for the 3 seconds while you carve your cake, and then you come back over and you eat cake and you never think about it again.
But what if I mess up the cake?
Like mess that, it up?
Like,
mean when you're cutting it?
You know, I'm cutting. I'm bad at cutting cake. I'm bad at cutting things. We have all known this by now.
What if I fall?
I can
lead a horse to water, and the horse is like, that's intimidating water.
What if
I don't know.
I have to go to the bathroom tomorrow. No one cares about any of that. Do you want cake or you don't? I'm trying to get you cake.
I do.
If you don't want cake, then don't eat cake.
Is it the only way that you want the cake is if no one's around and no one's there to see you?
Exactly.
Oh, like when you steal the cleaning product.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly. I don't want anyone to see me doing what I have to do. I just want my slice of cake.
But you get that, don't you, Grant? You don't want people seeing you sleep or go potty?
No, because that makes it stealing.
Stealing's different, yeah.
This is literally walking up while cake is in the middle. You work with them. You know these people by name, many of them.
Okay, so let's do... Okay, I think we have a good plan here. You do the talking. I'm going to go in there. You come in with me. I'm going to ask for a slice of cake, and then while I go and get that cake, you do the talking, like, whose birthday is it? Who's this? And I go and slice the cake.
It's literally
what I tried to do in the
last commercial break.
Yeah, is that what just happened?
And then you peeled off 100 miles an hour.
Okay, but
right.
I like this plan now, because at first I was just like, man, I want the cake. And you're like, let's go get the cake. And I was like, oh, okay. So we started walking over. I was like, wait, are you going to ask them if I could have the cake? And you're like, you said exactly that's what I'm going to do.
Didn't you just propose for him?
Yeah, you just said you love the plan.
To do that?
I don't know. It in the moment, it just seemed a lot worse.
But now you've worked up the courage. You're ready to go on the roller coaster now.
And I feel like this is now a show.
It's very simple, bro. Do you want the cake or you don't want the cake?
I want the cake.
If you want the cake, you're going to have to deal with an awkward 10 seconds because you didn't buy cake today.
I did not.
You didn't bake a cake today.
Did not.
It's someone else's birthday cake.
Yeah.
So the only way for you to get cake is for you to crowbar your way into a situation you really shouldn't be in.
Grant's right.
If you want the cake, you're going to have to earn the cake.
Okay. I'll earn the cake, and you can come with me, and you can ask for
me. You can come with me. You have permission.
Happy to do it. I don't mind awkward situations.
Thank you.
That is true. You're great at that.
Danny, would you like a slice of cake?
No, thank you. I'm good.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
All right. Next, we're giving away tickets to the DC Defenders. We got a 4-pack for you. Linnell, would you like a piece of cake? Darius, are you good on cake? How are we feeling about the cake?
I'll take a slice of cake. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, does Darius have to come too?
No, because now what I'll do is we'll both get a slice, and I'll give Darius my cake.
Perfect. I love it.
Because I don't want a slice of cake. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.